Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from two short passages of Scripture in Psalms. First, in the 90th Psalm, verse 12, and reading out of the New Living Translation, we read this: "Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom." And then out of Psalm 118, at verse 24, reading from the ESV or the English Standard Version translation, we read this familiar passage: "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Okay, if you have a pen handy, write this word down, or as soon as you can when we're done, you're done listening and you get a moment, write it down. Here it is: now, N-O-W, now. It's a simple three-letter word, now. It refers to a point in time, a pretty quick one, actually. Webster's New World Dictionary defines it as at the present time, at this moment, at once. Since I first said the word a few moments ago, we've been through a number of now moments. In this world we're living in at the moment, I would suggest to you that now is about all the time we have for sure, for certain. But that's the way, really, it's always been, and you know that. Consider this for a moment. During our time here in this world, will we have another chance to spend any time in tomorrow? Maybe, maybe not. During our time here, will we have at least one more hour from now? Maybe, maybe not. How about 1 minute from now? You get the point. Of course you do. Can we go back and redo a few things from yesterday or the day before? Oh, if we're wishing only made it so. You know, working with coaches and players and helping them to be their best, as I have and continue to do, to maximize their gifts and potential. I have had many a conversation with a player to get them past a strikeout that they had in a critical spot in a game and didn't drive in the runs when they needed to, or a dropped ball for a game-winning touchdown, or someone, a pitcher, unable to throw a strike in a key spot, a key moment in the game, or someone who missed a three-point shot at the buzzer, and as a result, their team walked off the court defeated. Moments they couldn't let go of, which controlled what? It controlled the next time they faced that particular situation. They eventually, though, through discussions, came to the realization that they can't change it. So they got to a point where they realized they're not going to let it cloud their thoughts for the next opportunity that will come their way. Also, I told them, if you ever figured out how to change the past, to please let me know immediately and we'll make a fortune. Trust me, I wish I could change many of the things in my own past. Things I've done, things done to me, but you know, thank goodness for God's grace for the things I've done. I wish I hadn't, but that's a subject for another day. For now, you and I need to come to grips with the fact that none of us are promised one moment beyond this point, beyond, quote, now, close quote. Yet despite that, we spend an awful lot of time wishing things from yesterday were different or worrying about what will happen tomorrow, when now is really all we ever have or even have some measure of control over. You know, whatever is in the books from yesterday is in the books, period. That's it. 2020 is over. We can't change any of it now. It's in the past. We can do two things with it, though. We can learn from it so that we improve, or we can dwell on it so that it controls us. The former is good, to learn from it and improve. The latter, to dwell on it, is not. Dwelling in the past assures us that we will miss all of our todays and tomorrows. And as to the future, well, it's just that, the future. And it's something we will never find ourselves in. Think about it, because when we're there, you're already ahead of me. You've already guessed it. We'll be in the now. So what we do in the now we are given seems to be pretty important. Now is the one area the only area in the spectrum of time that we are given where we can have an impact, the only place where we can help someone, lift someone, encourage someone, make a difference in the world and in our lives or the lives of those around us. A dear friend of mine in Birmingham, Alabama, shared this story with me a few years ago. As he remembered the story, a friend of his there was driving home from the office when he got caught in an unexpected traffic slowdown on a well-traveled U.S. Highway 280. I don't know if you've been there, but I have, and I know what he's talking about. His friend realized after he was sitting in his car for more than a little while in that stalled traffic that he was going to be late for the dinner plans he had with his bride that evening. But always being one to see something positive in every situation, that man saw that traffic jam not as a burden or an inconvenience, but instead as an opportunity to catch up with some family and friends he hadn't spoken with in a while. And so after he called his bride to tell her he would be a little late and why, and caught up with her on her day a little bit, he began to make some other calls. So within the next hour, while stuck still in that traffic, and after he spoke with his bride, he called and spoke with his two married daughters, now living out of town, and then his son, who was in college. He spoke with a friend he hadn't connected with in some time, and then he called his pastor, who he remembered from a few days earlier when they were together, seemed to need a bit of encouragement. A few minutes after his last phone call, he suffered a fatal heart attack sitting in his car and still stuck in the traffic jam. Yet, in the last hour of his life, he left some unforgettable memories in the lives of those he loved, thanks to a traffic jam most of us would have viewed as forgettable and annoying and inconvenient. My friends, we have now. That's it. Sometimes it's fun, uplifting, and rewarding. Sometimes it's annoying, inconvenient, and disappointing. It can be productive and positive, but it will always be memorable, one way or the other. Either for all its fullness with the things we did that mattered in the now, or for its emptiness because of all the things that mattered that we didn't do or put off doing. What will you and I do with our now? Spend too much time thinking about how we can change the things of yesterday when we can't? Continue to carry regrets and anger over things that happened to us in times past, which are forever gone? I had a list and have a list, and it doesn't do me any good to go over it. Many of you have that same list. Will we allow the frustrations of relationships carry on into the nows before us? Or will we forgive others and forgive ourselves and move on and embrace God-given opportunities that are stretching out before us? Will we continue to wonder and worry about what may happen tomorrow, or complain and feel sorry for ourselves about other traffic jams and disappointments of our lives? And the truth is that if we do any of those things that I mentioned, it will be a waste of the time that we have left today and a waste of the opportunities that we may have before us in the rest of our tomorrows. Now, N-O-W, is what we have and what we hold in our hands, whether spending it with family or friends or at the office or lifting someone up around us. Now is ours. Whether at a ball game or in a traffic jam, what will be the memories we leave with our nows? This day, Tuesday, January 12th, 2021, is a now of 24 hours, no more, no less. The month of January 2021 is a now of 31 days. In the midst of the traffic jams, which you may find yourself in today, why don't you look for the opportunities they present to impact the lives of others around you, including your life? Live it as though it is the only today, the only now you will be given, because you know what? It is. It is. That's it. The only now that we'll have. Who Who do you know that needs your help? Now is the moment. Who needs a lift up in their life? Now is your time to be their lifter. What do you need to do in life? Now is the time to do it. This is the day which the Lord has made. This is the day the Lord has given you and me. This is your now moment to make a difference. Tomorrow is another day. It's just that, tomorrow. Let it be full of promise, but realize that it is not yours to try to control or worry or wonder about. Just deal with today. Deal with now so you can be all God created you to be today. And as you then move into the promise of all your tomorrows. And if and when tomorrow comes, trust God with all that it will contain, the promise of relationships, your abilities that he's given you, and the lives which he has entrusted to your care, and the hopes and dreams he has placed within your heart. Then live it fully as another now moment, which you will have been given, and make a real difference in the lives and in the world around you. And after all of that, trust God with your eternity, forever with him. A dear friend who has since stepped into heaven a long time ago, wonderful man. Among many other words of wisdom he shared with me through the years, he shared this with me and said it in his German brogue, "Scott, too soon we get old, too late we get smart." So, friends, how about we get smart? How about we remember that now is now? It is the only moment you and I have to live fully. So let's live it. Do what you need to do. Imagine the legacy you will leave if you live today as if it were the only day you had left. Imagine the impact you would have today. And take it one step further. What if others that came in contact with you today were inspired to live that same way by watching you live your life in the now? What traffic jams are you in the middle of today? Or may you find yourself in the future. What are you going to do with them? In them. What are you going to do with your now moments? Live it. Enjoy it. And make a difference with it in the lives and the world around you and in your life too. Live now. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you. These dear friends, thank you for your continual love for us. Every day, every moment, every now. And we know looking back, you've been there. And we know looking forward, you will be there. But thank you, Lord, for the reminder that you are there with us right now. And you want us to live fully. That this is the day that you have given us. And we are to live it fully with you and for you. For ourselves to be all that you created us to be, and to help others with you to become all they were created to be, us, them to be. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. Thanks for your son. And it's in his precious name we pray as we move forward, living in the now, trusting you for tomorrow, thanking you for being with us before. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.